Libby, tell us about SOS.
Well, SOS is the Students of Sustainability Conference, which is a five-day conference, which this year has just finished up in, or it's just finishing up, it's on its last day in Newcastle, in the lead-up to Climate Camp, which starts tomorrow. And yeah, it's just 5 days of everyone sharing, learning different things about sustainable living. It's like a pretty wide spectrum of issues and things that we get to talk about, from how to sort of organise collectively and effectively take action to updates on campaigns such as forestry campaigns and different state-based campaigns, nukes campaigns, and a lot of Indigenous solidarity stuff.
So is this students from across Australia?
Yes, it is students from across Australia. It's very exciting because it's one of the few chances that we get to see people from different parts of the network. People have driven over from WA, and there are also people here from, yeah, all the other states. So it's really, really wonderful to get to see everyone, because they're all doing very similar things and a lot of people are doing very different things, but I guess we all have very similar principles. So it's really exciting to get to see everyone and hear what everyone's been up to and share our experiences.
So how many students have converged on Newcastle?
Oh, gosh, I don't actually know. I should have checked the figures. It's been quite a lot, a really large number. I'd say maybe 500. That's very vague idea there.
Uncountable masses.
Yeah, just masses of us. Mm. It's hard to tell, really. I wish someone else was in the room. I could just get the figure out. But yeah, a large number, because they had a lot of people registered, and then a lot of people showed up who hadn't registered as well. So
what's been the most inspiring forum or workshop that you facilitated, Libby?
There's been quite a few things. It's been really exciting hearing about Indigenous struggles and sovereignty issues that have been happening here, because the Newcastle Indigenous people are actually quite a unique group in that they're claiming sovereignty, and they're actually asking for it. I'm not sure all the specifics of what's happening, but it's exciting, and there's been a lot of call outs to sort of help from the student activist crew to get on board with what they're working on, and it's been lovely just speaking to them and hearing their stories.
And I'm sure that'll tie in quite strongly with the Climate Camp action on the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of crossover. A lot of people who've travelled here for SOS are going to be sticking around for Climate Camp, and a lot of the same issues again with everything, obviously, climate change, but that ties in with Indigenous solidarity and all different issues. So, yeah, all the different crews are planning different sorts of actions, and, yeah, it's been sort of exciting to be here in the lead-up to Climate Camp to hear what everyone's sort of planning and thinking about in preparation for that.
Yeah, I know in the lead-up to this conference and to Climate Camp, there were meetings with the Indigenous peoples of Newcastle to try and negotiate that kind of response. Is there anything you have to say about that, or how is that?
Yeah, I mean, there was a really sort of careful process worked out in terms of how we would interact with the Indigenous people here, as well as other Indigenous people that were coming, and how they would sort of interact with each other, because obviously they're all from very different areas and different sort of places in terms of how they feel about different things. So there's a lot of negotiation in terms of like speaking to people before they came, and them speaking directly to Auntie Peter and Uncle Arthur, who were sort of the main contact points for the people here. Just in terms of our relationships with them, they had certain things, specific things that they asked from us at the conference, and we had a talk on the very first day. They took us around to the sacred fire that they had lit here, which is the only fire that we've been allowed here, but that's a university request, not an Indigenous request. And so we all sat around the fire and sort of talked about different issues of respect and how we could help them and how, not help them, but respect them, and, yeah, how we can work together in different ways.
So what's the plan for tomorrow and the weekend?
It's all still a bit up in the air. It's looking like tomorrow is just the packed down set-up day again, Climate Camp, which is happening in Wickham Park, which is a couple of train stations away, so it's just going to be like a big mass exodus of hippies on all the trains. They're going to be taking up a lot of room, I imagine.
And so Climate Camp is happening in Wickham, just in tents, and is that the
plan? In Wickham Park, which is, it is not actually in Wickham, the suburb, it's closer to Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hamilton, maybe Civic, but I'm pretty sure Hamilton. Yeah, so just tents. It's been pretty cold as well, so people are, you know, are gearing up for another week of sleeping in the cold. Yeah, and obviously different tents and things are going to be setting up there, and food is going to be set up by the organising collectives there, and we're all just going to help out as much as we can. I can imagine tomorrow's going to be pretty crazy.
So how has this, you've been to a couple of Students of Sustainability conferences. How has this one been different to...
Yeah, well, this is actually only my second. My first one was last year in Perth. Obviously, it's very different for me in that I only had to travel 3 hours on the train instead of, a week across Australia. But, it's very interesting. I was been thinking about that a little bit because... it's just very different in terms of where I'm at. Last year I was very new to the network and just totally just blown away. Everything was just this amazing, totally unheard of territory for me. And then this year I come and I've been sort of doing stuff with the network in a quite sort of full-on way for much of this year. And so it was very interesting to come back and see a lot of the same people that I haven't seen since that time. But, and for the first couple of days, I was just really tired and feeling really sort of, a bit drained, too busy doing stuff to sort of appreciate it. But then I went to a couple of workshops and had a couple of really good conversations with people and was just totally re-inspired again, which was amazing because I've been feeling pretty drained and exhausted lately. And I always forget that, I forgot from last year just how exciting it is to be just in this space, which is just all full of people who are all really concerned about the same things and just really, really open, friendly, wonderful people who are really open to being engaged and talked with about different things. And I've done a couple of workshops, which was really wonderful just to hear people's opinions on stuff that obviously I'd been sort of thinking about and trying to write up stuff about. But just hearing a range of diverse views and, in terms of how it's different, I don't know. The campus is a lot smaller than Perth, so there's not so much riding around. There's probably more engagement with Indigenous people, which is always really good to see, although there was a lot of that in Perth as well. The structure's been a little bit different in terms of how AZEN, the Australian Student Environment Network, sort of operates within SOS. It's been a lot more formalised. Last year there were meetings just sort of would have to be held haphazardly in the evenings. But this year they had a planning day at the beginning just before the conference started, and this day, which is the last day, there's a lot of workshops and things dedicated to different state groups and working groups. And finally, at the end of the day, we're having a big, national council meet-up and, hopefully passing or working out ways through a lot of different decisions. So, I guess that's been a much more formalised structurally in terms of how the national network has sort of become part of SOS rather than just being this thing that's there. It's sort of had played quite a big role in terms of how things are structured and the workshops and things that are going on.
So has it been decided yet where the next year's conference will be?
No, I think that's all happening tonight. There are rumours going around that both South Australia and Victoria are interested, but I think neither of them are convinced yet, so it might not even get decided yet. It might have to wait, which is, I think that's unusual. I think usually it gets decided at SOS, where the next SOS is going to happen, but... It is happening. I'm being told it's going to happen tonight. Very exciting.